Thanks, Jerry. We'll talk to you and Joe tomorrow. Enjoy your 4th of July Saturday night in Detroit. The Tigers are going to be enjoying it. After getting swept, they are now on the verge of sweeping the Blue Jays with big wins in the first two games, 8-6 and 8-3. Time for your calls, 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. If you can find a line to ring, go ahead. If not, just hang up and try again. We'll get you through. And if you want to call and vent, it's been a very frustrating week for the Blue Jays. They've lost 5 of 6. Starting pitching has been pretty terrible. Far more often than not, it's not been good. It is interesting, though, as I watch the tweets come in and all that stuff, how people kind of move the goalposts, right? If they lose in June, well, all of a sudden, oh, this happens every year. This is when they start losing. It's June. Now it's July, and they're 1-for-3 to start July. So it's, oh, it's always in July, where they always start losing in July, right? Well, no, but if that makes you feel better, sure. Let's go south of the border. Michael is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Happy 4th of July, Michael.
Well, happy belated Canada Day to you too, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, I guess I'm going to be the sense to start it off because I know it's going to get crazy after this, but I'm going to channel another sport in Aaron Rodgers. Everybody needs to just relax. I mean, if you look at the perspective, you know, Orioles are 5 outs away from dropping 5 of 6 as well. The Rays have lost 6 in a row. The only team that the Jays have really lost any ground to in this week has been the Yankees. Yeah, it's a bad week, and it kind of, as a Jays fan, for lack of a better word, it sucks. It's difficult to watch, but I don't think anything's changed from this 1 week that we haven't thought, you know, last week. I mean, the Jays still probably need another arm or two, and, you know, we got to wait and see what Anthopoulos is going to do. If Alex, you know, goes out and finds something, I mean, I know Samardzija has been mentioned, and he looks really good today. You know, whatever you can go out and get, go out and get the help, and let's see where the chips fall as they may. Everybody's going through a slump right now in this division. The Jays are kind of fortunate that they're not really losing a lot of ground. Everybody's got to let this play out. 1 week is not going to define the season. Now, if it just continues, then you start to worry, but you know, there's still a long way to go, and people just need to relax. And that's all I've got, Mike. You have a good day.
All right. Appreciate the even-keeled ideas from south of the border from Michael. And the truth is, he's 100% right. Nothing has changed over these last 6 games the Blue Jays have lost 5 of. The starting pitching isn't any worse now than it was last week. It may be a little bit better with Matt Boyd over Felix Dubron. But the issues are the same as the issues were now that they're 3 games out when they were a game out. They need an arm or two. And Alex Anthopoulos is working very hard to try to get that arm in. There seems to be an idea from some fans that Alex is just sitting on his hands, content to wait and see what happens. That is not the case at all. It's just that nobody really thinks they're out of the race besides the Phillies, maybe the Brewers. But look at the gains that the Red Sox have made the last little while, that the Oakland A's have made in the last little while. It doesn't make any sense for a team to start really selling hard just yet. Most of them want to wait another couple of weeks, and they're probably right. And again, be careful what you wish for. People still complaining that the Blue Jays traded Noah Syndergaard 3 years ago. It's going to hurt to get a frontline starting pitcher. Whatever the Blue Jays give up to get a frontline starting pitcher is someone that you're going to be calling me to complain about in 3 years. Andrew in Vancouver, welcome to Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Hey, Mike, another great day here in God's country.
All right, we got another one now?
Actually, I was calling to argue that the Jays shouldn't go out and get another starting pitcher because with the way that this rotation is kind of playing out, the only pitcher that's really done that well, in my opinion, is Mark Burley. everyone else is. I mean, I don't think the Jays need one starting pitcher. It looks at this point like they need at least two, possibly three starting pitchers, and I think the price for that is just too high. I think they have a lot of good young pitchers in their system that will be good in the next couple of years or so, and they should just hold on because I think they can have a really good team in the next 2-3 years.
Well, except that they're 3 games out of first place right now with half a season left, right? And you've got a general manager whose job is on the line, a manager whose job is probably on the line. You know, how many more years of great production do you have out of Jose Bautista? Edwin's kind of falling back to earth a little bit this year. He hasn't really gotten going. So there are no guarantees that this team is going to be able to score runs next year the way it's been scoring them this year. And you're right in the thick of the race now with half a season to go. Imagine what, you know, one really strong starting pitcher would do. As much as you want to say they need two or three, they're 3 games out and they're 2 days away from being a game out of first place with what they have now. So one starting pitcher would help a ton.
Yeah, it would, but I just don't want to mortgage the future. I mean, look at the Dickey Syndergaard trade. That's really hasn't worked out. We have Stroman back next year. And I think building a championship team has to start with starting pitching.
Well, doesn't always. I mean, we've seen the Blue Jays win a championship with mediocre to below average starting pitching. And we've seen a lot of teams get pretty deep into the playoffs without having outstanding starting pitching. So, you know, the old saw that it's pitching and defense that wins isn't always necessarily the case. And there's a banner hanging in Rogers Center right now that proves it. So, you know, they're close. They're very good. And an arm would make them a lot better. I don't know that you can keep pushing I've already said moving the goalpost, but it's the same thing. You can't say, well, next year, well, next year, well, next year. Who knows what next year is going to look like? This year is looking pretty good at the moment, despite the fact that the Blue Jays have lost 5 out of their last 6. Sam is in Toronto listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590. The Fan. Sam, you're on Jays Talk.
Hello.
Hey, you got to turn your radio down.
I'm about 40 feet in the park from my radio. Sorry, buddy. I'm going to move a little bit farther away.
Oh, no. I heard in the back, but all right. What's up?
Okay, man. Well, you know what? I mean, I've been watching these guys for years and years and years. I've been down to a lot of Blue Jays games. I even happen to be a friend of Kelly Gruber's. So, you know, it all starts. If I'm going to start a hockey team, I'm going to start in the net. Then defense. So, if you look back at the old Atlanta Braves days, who did they have? They had the best starters around.
Yep.
You got to go after the pitching. You got the best hitting in the league. You got to go for it. I would right now. I don't care. I owe it to the fans. It's been 22 years since we've done anything. I'd sell the farm to grab a couple top starters and Cole Hamels. You bring those guys in right now, Hamels, and another top starting pitcher, and you're going. You're going probably deep in the playoffs. This team needs it. This pitching staff. Atrocious. I'd be embarrassed to put him out there. And as far as I'm concerned, AA, when he started learning about baseball, he must have learned about hitting first besides pitching, because he's clearly forgotten about that part. I mean, you know, what can you say? This team needs pitching, from starters to closers to middle relief. I would throw Dickey into middle relief. He comes in the middle of a game, he could throw a batting team right off. Because right now, he's not getting it done for the last 2 years. That guy's terrible. He's just terrible. You got to utilize your players to the best of their abilities. And I don't see him being a starter. His best of the abilities is the best thing that happens for this team. Stick him in middle relief. So you got to go out and get it. And you owe it to the city, you owe it to the fans to go out and get some starters.
All right. I called and I said when the show started that I would let people vent. So there you go. And when you vent, you don't always have to make sense. But I'm not going to respond to that because it's just silly. But if you need to vent, go ahead and vent. Doug in Sudbury. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Mike. I totally disagree with the last caller. I completely disagree with that. I think AA has done a great job with building some prospects up. We were talking Hoffman, Stroman, those kind of guys. So, no, I totally disagree with that one last caller. The question I have is do we, as a fan base, want to sell off prospects to get players? Because you made a good point. I was all for Dickey's trade with Syndergaard. Now, there's a lot of people like, well, wait a second, you gave up Darno, you gave up Syndergaard. for Dickie and like what's happening now. So it was a great return at the time. It's just not going to pay. It's not paying dividends now. So in your opinion, do you think one starting pitcher, but not mortgaging the future for it? Maybe like a guy like Kazmir. I mean, Samardzija probably going to cost quite a bit. Hamels, I think, is completely out of the realm of possibility, probably. But
well, I don't think Hamels is coming here no matter what. So that's irrelevant. Yeah.
So, I mean, the deal I heard, like I read something about Kazmir and Clipper coming, but Boyd was in the mix going back. Obviously, Boyd's last start's going to hurt that a little bit. But
no, it's not.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Okay.
People in baseball front offices understand what one start is and what somebody's second major league start. Look, remember Wilson Alvarez? Great pitcher for a long, long time. Wilson Alvarez in his major league debut didn't get a single hitter out, wind up giving up 5 runs. And his second big league start wasn't for another 2 years, and he threw a no-hitter in his next start. So,
you know,
fans may not get it, but general managers get it. And Matt Boyd is still, I mean, maybe his value is a hair lower after that start. But he wasn't going to bring in Jeff Samardzija or Cole Hamels or anything like that anyway. He can be a piece of a trade, just like a lot of people are going to be a piece of a trade. But again, whatever, I mean, and it goes back to what you said too, whatever the Jays give up is something that a lot of fans are going to be very uncomfortable with.
Perfect. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Be prepared for pain. If you want the Blue Jays to go for it, to get this starting pitching at any cost, I mean, that's not going to happen because Alex Anthopoulos understands that what he's got coming up and what it's worth. And he's not going to just start throwing prospects at okay pitchers. But at this point, even an Aaron Harang would help. And can't imagine he's going to cost too much. Billy and Markham. Hey, Billy.
How are you, Mike?
All right.
Listen, Mike, I want to go a little different direction. At the beginning of the year when we did we were talking about the divisions and all that. I said the only way the Blue Jays were going to win is if they outslugged people. That was the only way they were going to do it, and that's what they've done. But, Mike, we're talking about pitching, and when it comes down to the playoffs, pitching does not win the World Series. Pitching gets you to the World Series. Every team pitches in the World Series. It's who's got the better hitting. And what I think with this Blue Jay team, and Mike, let me get through this call because I know you're gonna jump in on me, but Mike, I don't think the Jays' hitting is as great as we make it out to be. Yeah, we're great when we get up 5-1 and we pile it on.
Yeah, no. Don't. Please don't parrot that Greg Zahn stuff. I've heard it from so many people for so long.
Mike, I watched.
It's not true.
I watched the savior of this franchise.
It's not true, Billy.
Martin, swing at a 3-0 pitch in a 9-0 ball game, Mike. 9-0, and you could even see Napoli say to him at first base, you could read his lips, did you need it that bad, Russell? And then when he hits the ball and Napoli kicks it all over the infield, this great leader of ours, Russell Martin, is still standing on first base. I think what this team needs, Mike, is I've said it from day one. This is fool's gold. We are in first place only because nobody is St. Louis Cardinal this division, or nobody has gone out and taken a lead. If this division was supposed to be like it was supposed to be, and the Red Sox were supposed to be like they were, and Baltimore was playing a lot better, this team would be out of it, and the conversation we would be having now is a whole lot different. And the last thing I want to say is, the last time I called you, Mike, we talked about where I thought that when Estrada had the no-hitter going, I thought that Reyes pulled up on the ball. And you told me to go watch it again because I taped it. And then I seen the same thing happen with the Detroit Tiger pitcher yesterday, pulling up, and then I see Josh Donaldson go 3 rows into the stands to try and save a no-hitter. That was my point. I thought the efforts were really, really bad trying to save a no-hitter. Yeah, you probably wouldn't have got the ball, but dive all out for your pitcher. And lastly, everybody is blaming yesterday on the bad play by the left fielder and our pitcher not backing up the play. Has anybody said anything about our new glamour boy here in Toronto, Josh Donaldson, overlaying two throws into the infield, that if you had a block and that you learned in Little League, both those runs wouldn't have scored? Both of them, Mike, he just swiped at the ball, and not one commentator, nobody said anything, because God forbid we go after Donaldson or we go after the great Alex Anthopoulos. Blow this team up, Mike. I've been telling you this for a long time. Bye.
This is what happens when you open a show and you tell people that they're allowed to call in and vent. These are the things that happen. I hope you are finding it entertaining out there. Yaz is in St. Mary's, Ontario, home of the Canadian Baseball Hall of Fame. Hello, sir.
Hello. I think you need to start dispensing some Ritalin to some of the callers, dude.
People are worked up, and I, you know what? It's my fault because I said call in and vent.
So I wanted to talk about your favorite guy, Mr. Gibbons, which is why I haven't called in for a couple of years, because unfortunately he's still with us. I know he's your friend.
He's not my friend, and he's not my favorite guy. He is a very good Major League Baseball tactician.
I want to talk about the bench as opposed to pitching.
Okay.
General manager is going to deal with that. I hope he gets clippered, by the way. That would be amazing.
I wouldn't bet on Oakland selling anytime soon.
That would be fun, though. But we have a strong bench, I think, and I'm wondering why he doesn't use it more. He doesn't utilize, especially Smoke, where you can get Smoke in as the DH. Because I think DH...
Why would you want to DH Justin Smoke? He's the best defensive first baseman on the team.
Well, or DH Edwin Encarnacion, if okay. Edwin would be comfortable with that.
Yeah, and Edwin's been DHing quite a bit lately.
So I'd like to see him make conscious decisions that Smoke should come back in. I mean, here's a guy who was... I don't even know. Was he 10 or 11 games before he got to play on Canada Day that he was sitting?
He was on the bench for a while. Yeah, because Deonner Navarro was swinging the bat really, really well. And John Gibbons has, he's always, I think he's always going to prefer Navarro over anybody when he has a chance to play him, because he feels like Deonner Navarro, this is where one place where John Gibbons and I diverge. He thinks Deonner Navarro is a lot better a hitter, I think, than he actually is.
I think Justin Smoke would change the dynamic of pitchers' approaches to the rest of the lineup.
I don't.
Especially following Edwin.
Justin Smoke is...
a powerhouse lineup.
I like Justin Smoke a lot. People laughed at me in the offseason when I suggested that Justin Smoke might hit 20 home runs.
Dude, I couldn't believe we got him.
But now all of a sudden it's like Justin Smoke is the great savior of this team.
No, not a savior, but just to reinforce a lineup that gives a pitcher something else to start thinking about.
He's a good hitter. I don't think there's any question that Justin Smoke is a good hitter. He doesn't have a wonderful track record.
Because he's not as much of a threat. He's that hot hitter. He gets on streaks. He sees the ball well every couple of weeks. But Justin Smoke, I think, is somebody that can really add to the lineup and as I say, make a pitcher really start thinking about what he has to do.
You know he's a .226 career hitter, right?
True, but he's got a ton of power.
Oh, he's got a ton of power.
Ton of power.
Yeah, there's no question that he's got a ton of power. You're absolutely right in there. It was 10 days between starts for Justin Smoke.
We got to get him in the game.
I think that this is sort of an absence makes a heart grow fonder sort of thing. I think that people think Justin Smoke is a lot better than he is because he hasn't played much. And the last time he played, he hit two home runs. And again, I like Justin Smoke. And I think he's a guy who should be playing a lot more often. But Justin Smoke's not going to make the difference on this team. James in Stouffville, you're next on Jay's Talk. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. I've been listening since you took over years ago and never called. This is my first time.
Wow. All right.
And I'm just quietly a fan for years. Had the privilege of watching them win the World Series a couple of times, actually, at the stadium years ago, and was a fan before that, but I've struggled over the last 10, 15 years to stay involved, but tried hard to. I got engaged last year, and then in this off season when they went out and got Martin and Donaldson, and I do like Smoke, and I like some of these other guys, and really had some high hopes. I'm more not going to vent a lot. I'm just saying how extremely disappointed I am, again, in the Jays, I think they're making an error right now. I think we have something magical going on with the offense. That's not original. but we're wasting wins that are going to cost us. It's so painfully obvious that we do not have not just one starting pitcher. We're in big trouble. You know, not only with Dickey, who is finished at 3-9 and not getting as much run support as Hutchinson, but Hutchinson is a disaster.
Yeah, he's been really rough this year. His
record is absolutely ridiculous. He happened to be the beneficiary of I think 7 of those big 10, 12, 14 run games, you know, where he allowed 9 or 10. I mean, other than Burley, it gets real thin real fast, and for weeks now plotting out these, you know, triple and double A guys, and they have one good start and then they blow up like our young pitcher the other day, and you know, nobody's running away with the division and everybody's faltering, and we could be making hay right now if they just got the job done and got, you know, got a lineup that's not David Price and Samardzija or anybody like that, but just a quality lineup where Dickey is supposed to be, you know, 500 pitcher that eats a lot of innings. We need a couple of more guys like that, and then we'd be okay with our offense. And, you know, another week or two like this, and we're going to struggle to even get into the playoffs, never mind take around the series. And my disappointment is you see an offensive click like this once every 10 or so years. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It doesn't happen often.
You lost me a little when you said Dickey.
And I'm a former national team athlete, and I've been a member of teams, and I understand once in a while something magical happens. And even with, for example, Bautista, he's only batting 242 now, 241.
He's got an on-base of almost 400.
Yeah, but look at his production.
Yeah, he's leading the league in RBIs.
Yeah, he's kicking it when he needs to. So even as he starts to fade and Encarnacion, like, you know, they've got a year or two left before we can really say that they're going to be, you know, I don't know if they'll ever be the 300-plus guys that are, you know, all-stars ever again. But we've got a little bit of time left, maybe another year. And that's saying we need to get into playoffs this year, get a little experience, get some of the young guys' experience, and then build on that. But we're going to struggle to make the playoffs. We're going to get buried in the next 2 weeks, and we will not get these wins back that we should have had while everybody else was faltering. And it's disappointing. And it's not even go and sell the farm and go for the – it's just get some quality, decent guys in there. And, you know, better than average pitching plus the offense we have would get us a long way. And I think it's an error that he didn't do it in the offseason, but it's an error he didn't do it now.
Well, he's trying to do it now. And again, I understand people are frustrated. And again, I said you could vent, so I'm letting you vent, whether you make sense or not. The idea that R.A. Dickey is finished is foolish. It means you didn't watch any of the starts that he made in the month of June where he was very, very good. And again, you know, you talk about letting these wins slip away while everybody else is struggling. That's exactly what everybody else is saying. The Tampa Bay Rays are saying, man, you're letting all these wins slip away. They just got walked off on twice. Letting all these wins slip away while everybody else in the division is struggling. The Orioles shut out into the seventh inning. They just tied the game against the White Sox, and Chicago came right back and scored. They're going to have lost 5 of 6 if they can't come back in this one. Boy, they're letting everything slip away while everybody else is faltering. That's the way every team feels right now. And the Blue Jays, just like everybody else, are having a bad week. They do need help in the rotation. There is no question that they need help in the rotation. And you're right. It doesn't have to be all-star superstars. They just need dependable pitchers. And that's an issue right now. But it's also an issue right now because they've lost 5 of 6. Remember that they were 18-9 in the month of June. Allie in Toronto.
Howie J, sir.
Go ahead.
Listen, I don't think they should fire AA. It's not his fault that Stroman's out or Sanchez is hurt. Look at the guy's vision and his philosophy. He's aggressive. He has go-for-broke trades like for Dickey and Burley. He's made great trades for Donaldson and Travis. He drafts high-ceiling players. You know, he's got Vladdy Jr. The fact that their injury shouldn't kill him this year. Also, look at the fans. You have a tremendous number of young fans, teenagers, young people, families. They love the Jays. You know, I think that you're putting too much on the guy when there's a shortage of good pitching in the major leagues. You have one great team in St. Louis. You know, they got great pitching. You got Detroit and Kansas City. But most teams don't have enough pitching, and that's just the way it is in the big leagues because of all the injuries. So keep the guy on. We had great teams in the late 80s and early 90s before they won. You won the World Series. You can have a good team and not make it. That's just the way it is. So he should stay. Let him stay. That's my philosophy.
Okay. Thanks for the call. I agree. I think he's done very well. Those great teams in the late 80s and early 90s, though, it should be noted, were in the playoffs a lot. And from 1985 to 1993, the Blue Jays never finished more than two games out of first place in the AL East. So it's a little different. Talk about those teams from 85 to 91 before they won than talking about this group right here. Got time for one more. Blue Jays lose it 8-3 to the Tigers. Robbie is in Thornhill. Hey, Robbie.
How's it going, Mike? I got two questions for you. One for me, one for my grandmother, who's a big Jays fan. The first one is, when you look at the difference between, like, the Jays and the Mets, two teams that are both in the thick of things right now, but for different reasons, can you see them being trading partners and moving big league pieces? Because the Mets have surplus of pitching, the Jays have a surplus of hitters, especially over at first base. Like, I would hate to see Eddie go, but if he has to go for a arm, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at that. What's your thoughts with that?
I don't think you're getting a quality pitcher out of the New York Mets, no matter what.
No quality for Eddie?
No. Wait, you're talking about a Harvey or a Mats or a...
No, I'm talking about Nice or somebody else.
Like, I'm not trading Edwin Encarnacion for John Nice or Dylan G.
What about...
Not a chance.
But would adding Eddie to any deal weaken the load on the system, on the farm system, on what you have to give up?
Depending on who you trade them to, yeah. But, I mean, there's only a very small number of teams that are trading that are going to be interested in Edwin, and the Mets are one of them. I mean, that's a good team to bring up. They would love to have him. They'd probably love to have Deion Navarro at this point, too.
Yeah, because even Seattle needs offense. There's a bunch of teams.
But you're not getting quality pitching back there. Enough quality to
The other question is for my grandmother. She's a big fan, and she was telling me today about Hank Greenberg and the days in Detroit, and she was very interested that there was three Jewish players today playing, Kinsler, Pilar, and Valencia, and she wanted to know if that was a record.
Nope, not a record. In fact, we've had... The Red Sox had three Jewish players on their team a few years ago with Gabe Kapler and Euculus and might have been Adam Stern who was on that team for a little bit. They have Craig Breslow now. He pitched against Pilar and Valencia too. There's not that many, but we're getting to the point where it's not such a huge shocker anymore to see a Jewish player. Still, not a lot, definitely, and the Blue Jays have two. But no, having those three, not a record. Ryan LaVarnway, too. You know, there've been a lot. Appreciate the call. Appreciate all the calls. Apologize to those of you to whom we could not get. But the Blue Jays will go at it again tomorrow, and we will. Jays talk it up again tomorrow after the game. The Jays trying not to get swept by the Detroit Tigers. We got to step away. It's the Honda Postgame Show on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Back here, Baseball Control in Toronto. I want to apologize to our affiliates along the network for the weird timing. It's the first time it's happened in 15 years. Blue Jays lose it 8-3 to the Detroit Tigers, and they will get back at it tomorrow in an attempt to, well, not get swept. We're on the air at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Marco Estrada against Justin Verlander. First pitch is going to be at 1 208. Elsewhere, the Chicago White Sox lead the Baltimore Orioles 3-2 in the top of the ninth. Avisail Garcia just stole a potential game-tying home run from Chris Davis. Red Sox beat the Astros 6-1, Yankees over Tampa 3-2. Those were final scores. The Jays are three games back now in the AL East. You've been listening to Home Hardware, Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. For Jerry Howarth, Joe Siddle, Tom Young, Brian Calhoun, and our second, Josh Gold-something. Bye-bye.